My brain creates my world. My brain creates my world. My world. My brain creates my world. Yes, my brain creates my world. Everything that I think in my mind brings an outpicturing in my world of what I think about in my mind. Everything that I think about in my thinking is what I experience in my world. For I think about things, and then they are revealed in my world. They always were there. They always were there. They always were very wonderfully there. But when I am working on my inner self, when I'm working on my inner creativity, I bring that forth in my outer expression. My world is an expression of my thoughts. My world is an expression of who and what I am. My world is my ideal. My world is me. And what more wonderful thing could my world be than to be me? What more wonderful thing could my world be than to be who I am? So, that means that if my world is what I created to be, then it's important for me to realize what I'm creating. If I am creating happy thoughts in my world, I'm creating happy experiences in my world. If I'm creating happy ideas in my world, then I'm creating happy experiences in my world. If I'm creating wonderful beings in my world, other people and circumstances and experiences, then that's what my world is. My world only is what I have created it to be and what I every moment create it to be. Now, do I like what I'm creating? Do I like the world that I'm creating in my experience? Yes, I do. We've said so often, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Is that the kind of world I want to experience? Is that the kind of world I want? If it is, then every thought that I have is the thought that says, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every thought that I have is the thought that says, my world is fantastic. My world is magnificent. My world is outstanding. Now, what do I want my world to be? Do I want my world to be fantastic, outstanding? Do I want my world to be something that just makes me feel so fantastic that every day of my life, I can't wait to get going on it? I rise from a very happy sleep where I sleep soundly and I dream heavenly dreams. And my world of experience is a world of heavenly experiences. It's up to me, and I can do it. It's up to me because I can make it happen by me, whatever I'm thinking about. And no matter what it is that I'm thinking about, that is what goes on in my world. No matter what it is that I think about, that's what I have in my life. No matter what it is that I think about, that's what I know in my world. That's what I know in my life. That's what I know who I am and what I am. And it's wonderful. Yes, truly, it is wonderful. Truly, I am so in charge of my thought, so in charge of who and what I am, so in charge of everything that's going on in my world that I think every thought is beautiful. I think every thought is fantastic. I think every thought is magnificent. And that's all that it is. It's just whatever the thoughts are that I think, they are the thoughts that I experience. Now, if you have any experience in your life that you don't like, then think, what is the experience you'd like to have in your life? What is the experience you'd like to enjoy in your life? What experience do you want in your life? Just what experience do you want? And then think on that. Whatsoever things are beautiful, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Why is that statement made? That statement is made because that's a truism. Whatever things are of good report, think on these things. Whatever things are beautiful, whatever things are good, whatever things are noble and wonderful, think on these things. Because that's what your brain is creating in your world right now. Whatever you think on. And if you think on glorious, wonderful, fabulous things, then that's what your world is all about. If you think on things that are absolutely magnificent, then that's what your world is all about. But your world is only about what you take the time to think about. So, I see everyone in my world happy. I see everyone in my world joyful. I see everyone in my world fulfilled, living in their whole spirit, mind, and body. Everyone living in abundance. I see that. I see that. Now, how do I see that? I see that as me. I see that as who and what I am. I see that as the allness that I am. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Nothing else in the entire world makes any difference except what I am thinking. Whatsoever things are beautiful and good, think on these things. Think on these things. It's not a joke. It's real. It's something that is important for you in your life, something that's important for you in your world. It's something that's important for you because it is you. Now, is that what you want? Is that what you'd like? Is that what you choose to experience in your world? You can, you know. And when you do, what happens to you? When you do, then everything that goes on in your world is exactly what you have spoken your word for, what you have chosen to think about, what you have chosen to demonstrate, to reveal in your world. Now, everything good in the universe is already done. Everything bad in the universe is already done. It already exists. Everything good already exists, or everything bad already exists. Now, what is it that you want to think about in your world? Everything good. Then think about everything good. Name it, claim it, call it forth, experience it. All is good. And when you know that all is good, then all is good for you. When you know that all is good, then all that you are is fantastic. All that you are is glorious. All that you are is marvelous. Because that's all that you are. And that's all that you can ever be, is the beautiful, fabulous being that you are. Now we say our original purity and integrity. We want to return to the awareness of our original purity and integrity. That's right, the awareness of it. And when we return to the awareness of it, we return to experiencing it, to living it, to being it, to enjoying it every single moment of our life. With me today, turn your attention 100% to all things that are good and beautiful and true. Turn your attention 100% to everything that makes you happy, everything that makes you joyous, everything that makes you feel life is worth living. And when you do that, then what you are doing is you are putting a cause in motion to experience exactly what it is that you're thinking about. You put a cause in motion to experience everything that is in your mind, in your heart, in your being, and it's true about you, very true about you. Now, is that what's true about you? Is that what you are? Are you beautiful, fantastic, glorious? I am, and I know you are too, because I create you that way. So have a glorious, wonderful, fantastic day by creating your day just the way it makes you the happiest to create it. And know that with all my heart and soul and being, and every moment of my day, I love you. I love you. I love you.